Yadav Mishmaya. We're beginning today, we'll call part two of this series, which is the rabbinical prohibition revolving around Bishul. Nothing to do with Bishul. We're going to assume for the purpose of the next three shiurim that the issue of Bishul is not being violated for the reasons we spoke about in past shiurim. Ein Bishul, Acha Bishul, etc. Nonetheless, the Chachamim made certain prohibitions. And the way to begin the sugya is to start at the beginning, which is page 1 of the Mekoros, where we find the Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Kira, third Perek in Masechta Shabbos. If the fuel is Gefes and Eitzim, which in contrast to Kashan Gavava, has the possibility of what's called Chitu B'Gacholim, which means stoking the coals. So you lo yitain, you should not place the pot on it. Ache yigro, or ache yitain et seifa. Yigro is pulling off to the side. Yitain et seifa is something which just covers it. Covers it. The Ran explains, this is what we call a heker. And the question is, what are we talking about? So then the Gemara says, what are we seeing? Hai lo yitain lo yavziru, are referring to putting back the pot on Shabbos, or does it mean no, lishos not, put it on the fire on Erev Shabbos? Okay, so according to the second possibility, lishos tanan, igara fakatim in ilolo, kol shekhen lahavdil. If that's the case, if you want to put food on an open fire before Shabbos, it may not be done, even though the food has reached what we call machal ben dusoy, more than half cooked. However, according to the first possibility in the Gemara, that the yitain means yavdil, avalishos mashin afal pish and a gorof and a katum, you may put something on an open fire on Friday, as for Hananya, who says what? Kol shul kemachal ben dusoy. Let's review briefly. Kota Chananya, once something is, let's say, half cooked, you may put it on an open fire on Friday. Kota the Rabbanan, no, it's prohibited. So the Gemara never resolves this issue. It's a question. You boil a little, and they wear Toshma, 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 a bunch of Toshmas, and there's never a resolution of this, so it appears. Never actually resolved. So how do we follow? So Tosfos says on page 2, the top Tosfos, the olam emelach v'hav d'san v'chsur mepsa. Old complicated answer says it's fen Chananya. Says Tosfos mishum the kaimelon kechananya k'moshe aforish bezus Hashem dochik leukma masnis mkavaseh. We follow Chananya, so therefore the Gemara goes through hoops to explain that the Mishnah can go according to the opinion of Chananya. Okay, so therefore Tosfos is letting on a secret that we actually paskin like Chananya. Usually we follow the majority view. It seems to be somewhat of an exception. You pass like Chananya, that once something is half cooked, you may put something on the fire, an open fire, before Shabbos. Okay, this is what Tosfos says. The Rosh is less enthusiastic. Page 6b, the end of Aleph, just before Beis, he says as follows: Ubishvil, last 5 lines. Sherabu Deos, Bahai Pitzka, Yisrael Adukim, B'mitzvot Oneg Shabbos, V'lo Yishmu LaHachmir. Can you imagine that? Because of their frumkeit. I'm not a Mekil in Hilchos Shehiya. I'm a machmer in Hilchos Onik Shabbos, as the Chaim said about in a different context. So therefore, says the Rosh, Hanach lehem keminig shenogu api haposkim kechananya. So that's why we follow Chananya. So the Bir Halacha took this to a logical extension. Well, if the only maker because of Hanach lehem the Yisrael, which sometimes means mutav shushog v'al yamedidim, although the Rosh never said those words, So therefore, maybe a particular private individual should be more strict. That's not the impression you get from Tosfos for sure. Chachmei Ashkenaz seem to have followed Chananya without hesitation, and that's why I believe it's the Ramah. And Nagul Hakel, the Mechaber quotes both opinions. Ramah is Mekel. Seems to me I have a right to be Mekel based upon the on the Ramah and Tosfos, and even the Rush probably would agree. If we're looking for chumras, let's look elsewhere. Plenty of room for chumras. We don't have to find them over here. So therefore, halacha lemais is the bottom line. If you have something which was cooked more than half before Shabbos comes in, you can leave it on an open fire. Okay. People tell me it doesn't come up. They want to bless or this. It can come up. There are cases where it can come up, and we can be lenient. I'll give you a case where it can come up. Classical case. Who knows? Huh? Crockpot. Liminehen. Made it from lino crockpot. The Tzara Shalashen, that generally speaking, we have a crockpot, there's no blech. The old way, we used to make cholent years ago. There was a regular stove, and you put on a blech, and you put on the pot. Okay, so your primary purpose may often be for the purposes of what we call Hakzara. We'll come to that in a minute. Pick it up and put it back down again. But Mimela, once that was your purpose, as an automatic, you had the blech there from before Shabbos. You know, in theory, you could have left it and then take it off and slip the blech underneath. But most people didn't do that. So when I grew up, there was always a blech on the fire every single Shabbos. If for no other than for the water. Water, before urn. They used to have, you know, chinex. Never heard the expression, hakashkan chinex, you know? And that that there was a whistle, you know, make a lot of noise. Since we have a blech, strictly speaking, there's no need to put, we don't care how much it's cooked before Shabbos. Let's repeat. Shfal Chananya. So if it is not covered, it has to be half cooked. If it is covered, the pashtus is, doesn't have to be cooked at all. No problem. Despite that fact, in my youth, I remember we had to be makbit when we had the fire. We had to make sure that the chinek whistled before Shabbos. Even though we had a blech. That's a chumrah of Rabbi Kivagin. And others that it's better to do it that way. Okay. But strictly speaking, if you remember the last second you can put on the blech on a covered fire just before Shabbos is good enough. Yeah. It's a very good question. Excellent question. We don't see the fire, so what's the problem? So the answer is, it's a very good question. The answer is that the gzeiros that apply over here in the sugya do not require that we actually see the fire. What is critical is one of two things. When the time comes to Erev Shabbos, the critical shaila, as we saw, is what we call Shema Yechata Begacholim. This concept of Shema Yechata Begacholim is an ancient one. It goes back to the Gemara itself, earlier in the Masechta. Rashi quotes it over here. The first Rashi, Shema Yechata Begacholim. That's the reason for our Mishnah. You may adjust or stoke the coals. We assume any adjustments, which have, you know, we can adjust the crock pot to make it go higher or things of this nature, is included in Shem Yechata Begachala. It's all the same thing. Anything which is adjustable is included in that category. Okay? Very good. I mean, you just adjust it without the switch. I mean, everyone knows you take the button off, you just go like this. And you can move it anyway. That doesn't help much. Huh? Okay? Fine. What good does it do to cover the fire? So the Ron explains in our Mishnah that it's called a heker. In other words, you're afraid you're going to forget. And adjust the fire on Shabbos. If you make yourself what we call a heker, it's going to remind you today is Shabbos and you're not going to do anything wrong on Shabbos because it is heker. Take a look at the Ron. It's on page 9 in this source book. The fourth wide line. The Ram says, "Kol shagara chakotav v'ika hekera shemisalik zato milachas begacholim shari." Again, so you cover it up. It's a heck. It's no shemichas begacholim, and that's all. Atkan. Everyone with me so far? Let's review. We have an Easter of Shehiya, as it's called before Shabbos. The reason is shemichas begacholim, and the way out of it is one of two things. Either to have it machabendusoy, or the Chananya, this is that this is minig Ashkenazim, this is Svarim, maybe we're strict, 2 days in the Mechaber. Or to cover it. If to cover it, then there's no problem at all. Adka. Since there are no questions, we'll proceed to part two of today's year.
Really?
Yeah.
How does covering relate to his original sugya?
The Gemara says that covering accomplishes something. The Mishnah says, Ad sheyigro, or sheyitin es ha'efer. Yitin es ha'efer is what we call covering. The Ran said that's called, considered to be a heker. So again, what does that accomplish? So, according to the opinion of Hananya, right? So, if it's half cooked, you don't even need a cover. So presumably, if it's less than half cooked, the cover will help.
Right, and we're assuming that our metal left, the equivalent of ketima.
Oh, so very good. I made an assumption, which is questionable, that our blefs are the equivalent of the ketuma of the Mishnah. That is debated. Some claim that in order for one to fulfill the idea of ketuma, it has to be something more significant than a blech. It has to be ketuma, because ketuma, Rashi says, al gabe gecholam lechasosam uletzaninom. It has to be enough to cool it down. It has to be something more significant. Maybe you have an upside down pan, so that the pot is elevated a few inches. That's going to affect, cool down the effect of the fire on the pot. But just on a piece of tin foil or a piece of tin, that won't be enough. Our custom is that a blech is enough. From Moshe, assume the way, that's what we assume.
The Karevi comments on the covering of the knob versus the covering.
Correct.
Of the fire.
Since we're talking about Moshe, Zechat Tzadok Levracha, he maintains that what we have to do is follow the old time religion. And since the Mishnah says you have to cover it, you have to cover it. Even though in those days it was stoking the coal. So if you cover the fire, you can't stoke the coal. Today, we don't stoke anything. You have an adjustment on the outside. Let's cover the knob. So Rav Moshe writes, number one, cover the knob is insufficient. You haven't performed the heck as the Chazal required. Moreover, he says, cover the knob is not necessary. Once you cover the fire, that's sufficient heker, and there's no need to cover the knob. So Baron Kuttler, that's how it's quoted by the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos from somewhere here, saying the reverse, that he thinks that we should be logical. He was, in a sense, I'm sorry to use this word, he was a modernist. Don't give me the old-time religion of Ramosha. Just follow the logic. The logic is to prevent stoking the coal. Today we don't stoke anything, we just adjust the handles. So cover the handles, good enough. But that would obviate the problem of Shem Yichad with the Gachol. Seems like that seems to be a minority perspective. We follow the majority, Ramosha represents that.
Can you make over the edit like a Ran position?
But the other means what? What did the other mean?
It was put on in a way. Let's say, bless the mouth of inside.
Somebody followed Rabbi Aaron Kuffer. He thinks he's a great Talmud Chacham. Great Talmud Chacham. You know, all of America, the Hakaras HaTov, to both of these giants, the Rav Moshe, Rav Aaron, you know, Moshe, Rav Aaron, the Kohana, that's what kept the BP people going for quite a while. It seems to me that post facto, someone is relying on Rav Aaron Kuffer, that I would eat it. You know.
So what I was mentioning before in terms of taking the knobs off, assuming that you're in a situation where the knobs always get back on right after Shabbos, which if they don't, so then that's normal. But so assuming you're always marked it, so could that be the equivalent of covering the knobs at least going to a virus because it's just some kind of echo? As Rebbe said before,
you can turn it as it is. Of course, you can take the cover off too. So, isn't that the main idea to serve as the echo, or is the docking in the cover? Again, Ramosha holds not that word. So, within Rabban's mouth, but it seems that it's a somewhat logical conclusion that once he's not found the Gemara in the literal sense anyway, then maybe we could suggest that would be a sufficient echo. But I don't want
to. You mentioned having Master to put the. Even if you go with that, put the knobs back on right after Shabbos, because they're going to lose it, so then it's all right.
In my kitchen, for many years, we had no knobs. We had little children, and when they got it, they were little, but not that little. They were old, so it got tall enough to reach the knobs. And to prevent them from playing with the fire, so there were no knobs. So how do we do it? We do it with our hands. The knob just makes it easier, that's all. So, okay.
What's the drug is?
What do I do about what?
Knobs,
no, we follow our Moshe. We cover it with a blech, that's all. Yeah?
Do you cover knobs on Shabbat?
You can put it. You can put a blef on Shabbat. You may do that. If you have what we call a crooked blef, they have these blefs. So when I grew up with this, and then it went down to cover the fire, and then come down and cover the knob. That's permissible on Shabbat too. Good. We just finished the easy part of the shoot.
There's just
heck,
put a sign on top of your stove and
just shove. That's the question. That's why I'm a little hesitant about Haver's question, because, you know, we try to keep to the heck of the Gemara. But once Rabban moved off the fire to the knob, then the question is how far would he want to go? I don't know. I put a big sign. Shop, shop, blinker. Shop, shop. Right. Let's not talk the hard part of the issue. The hard part of the issue, what about Ansha? Truthfully, the first part is not only easy in terms of discussing it, but it's also easy to take care of. Big deal. It's so easy. Put on a blef, you solve the whole problem of pshuta. Have it half cooked, you solve the whole problem of pshuta. Most of our situations on the regular time, we have both. It's half cooked, and there's a blef, so we have a belt and suspenders, you know. It's not so hard to follow, to keep these laws of a foreshop. The big problem is onshop. So here we are taught, even according to the stricter view, to the more lenient view of Hananya. Hananya says on Erev Shabbos is no problem, but on Shabbos itself, what we call the Hagzir Tanan, you have to have a covered fire. Okay? So let's make it clear. You take something off the fire, you want to put it back, it absolutely has to be covered. There seems to be no exception to it. It has to be covered. Moreover, it has to obviously be fully cooked. Because when you talk on Friday, it's only Friday. What you're talking on Shabbos, you have to worry about Bishul also. As we spoke about it in the prayer, Shiro, it's not fully cooked, according to the Rambam, the Shabbos, Bishul's all right. So there's two things which are sine qua non. You have to have that for sure. Has to be covered and has to be cooked. Has to be cooked for, otherwise you have to do a Daraita problem, and it has to be covered for the Rabbana problem. What Rabbana problem? What's wrong for putting a fully cooked piece of kugel on an open fire on Shabbos? Took it off, put it back on. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? How do you know? How do you know what's wrong? So Rashi says, Lo Machzirin, page 1, Lo Machzirin B'Shabbos, the Mezikim of Ashel. Rashi says, it looks like cooking. The Rashi said, it looks like cooking. But there's a bit of a problem over here. If you cover the fire, it's permissible. So the Maharam is, wait a minute, if it looks like cooking, what's the difference if there's a blef or no blef? It should always look like cooking. He reinterprets Rashi to be referring to Beis Shammai. I'm not going into the whole, all the details. But the Maharam Lachor is against the Ran, because the Ran says explicitly that this covering will in fact obviate looking like cooking. Okay? Take a look at the last line of the Rana, page 9. The very last line. It says, Nirikim of Ashel, by Hafzara, in Eina Ketuba, if it's not covered. So the Rana is saying that if it is covered, it does not look like Mavashel. So there can be cases in which, maybe some counterintuitive, but that's the way it is, that if it's on an open fire, it looks like cooking. However, if it's on a covered fire, it's not deemed as looking like cooking, therefore it's permissible. This is the opinion of Rashi, it appears, the opinion of the Ran. It appears the opinion of the Baal HaMor. I don't mean when the Baal HaMor criticizes Rashi. Rashi throws it up, so a monkey wrench, with Hatzmona, it's a Das Yochid. But generally speaking, the follow the Baal HaMor, who says it's nothing to do with that. The reason for all the permits here is what? Well, this is a different idea, Baal HaMor. Ein or Elim Hashem Gzeres Shem Yechata Begachol. Baal HaMor seems to be arguing. I misspoke before. Seems to be arguing on Rashi and arguing on the Ran and saying that all the Gzeres in our Mishnah is what Shem Yechata Begachol. Wait a minute. Shem Yechata Begachol. But we know now the food is fully cooked. Has to be full. Also, you can't put it back on Shabbos. It's called the Akas. And we said before that if on Friday, if the food is even half cooked, there's no longer a Shem Yechata Begachol. So why is it that on Friday, even if it's half cooked, there's no Shem Yechata Begachol? and come Shabbos, even if it's fully cooked, there is Shem Yechad HaBegachol. How do you explain that?
Rebbe, don't we say similar
story
for with the Nair, and the Silo, and the Shem, that you might adjust it, why do you see it?
Right. Very good point. Excellent point. But obviously there's some leniency, so how do you reconcile these two? So I'll show you in the Mishnah Berurah, if we can find Mishnah Berurah here, Reish Nun Gimel. The pages aren't behind anymore. There's Reish Nun Gimel, Mishnah Berurah.
34, 5, 6.
Okay, thank you. How about 38? So, Mr. Brua Lama Zayin, the Mechaber has 2 days. And the second day of the Mechaber says, second line of that page, V'yesh omrim d'kol shenitz basha k'macha b'vusoi, o shenitz basha k'ol tzokam b'sama v'yofalo, mutu la sholta g'abekira, afil egu b'ktum. This is an opinion of whom? Chananya. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lama Zayin, Kevish in his bashel, Sheroy lecha yedei hazkak, Su lecha lemecha shem yichat. So came in Sheroy lecha yedei lam yichat the mechinas. And therefore he was not to be a covered fire. When he be a covered fire? Kshebo lachzir b'shabbos. Why? The mitzvah in mevash in lemein agrufo. He quotes Rashi, he quotes the Rav. Lamadayin and Sharatim. Then he says, it was safer how Yosher Yisra, Rabbi Yisra, Rabbi Yisra, the loaf, the lechach, being a group of, should the chenot le menoesh, pomim shemitztanen et tzat, v'chayshinon shem yechata b'chazoroso. Aha. There's a greater chance of shem yechata when you take it off the fire on Shabbos and return it. Because since you took it off, it's cooled down somewhat. Therefore, there's a greater shem yechata on Shabbos and before Shabbos. So we have now a dispute between the Balamor and Benatam on the one hand, and Rashi and Iran on the other hand. Why is Hafzara prohibited on an open fire? Rashi and Iran say because it's Nirik and Mavashel. Rabbi Natan and the Balamor say Shema Yechata Begachol. Am I with me so far? Now this distinction could produce a number of nafkaminas, a potential difference between these two reasons. Anyone want to suggest anything perhaps? What might be a difference between these two things? Possibility. So one possibility would be an interesting dispute which exists before Shabbos, that's called Shehiyah. What kind of Havzar? Well, not to go into the whole discussion, but on page 1, back to page 1, there was the toasts, the bottom toasts. On the words of Beit Hillel, I'm Af Mavzirin. Afilu b'Shabbos Mavzirin k'dama b'Gemara. The expression of the Gemara of Lamed Ches, and Mavzirin afilu b'Shabbos. Well, no, the Nari Mashra, the b'Shabbos Mari. The B'chol lo have it tarot, the Mitzvah Nofen. Good. Well, the Mandi also the Havzir, also afilu b'chol l'Beit Hillel, k'shein agrufo. How do you know? The Divya of Mavzirin, Mavzirin afilu b'Shabbos. Mashra, the Ika Pluk, the Havi b'chol. What does that feel of a Shabbos mean? Even on Shabbos, because the main Bechol is Bechol. Frek Tos is Bechol. And then another Rayam. Ash Yigro. Right? How can you be Gorif on Shabbos? It's an Isim. So it must be. It's Bechol. Frek Tos and Tomah Mashir, who knows him, the Isim of Shabbos, that's called Shia. It's not called Achzor. But Omari. Timisho, Shalo Yuchu, Larticho, Mibojom, also the Havzir. The toast is now the wapachidish, that the last few minutes before Shabbos comes in, we don't consider it to be Shehiyah, we consider it to be what? Hachazor. This sounds so wild. The Ran said it's crazy. The Ran said it's Beishamash in the first parak, so you can't do things on Friday. We pass like Beisila. Do whatever you want until the last minute. The answer, of course, is on a simple level. The Ran is Lashitah, so toast Lashitah Sam. The Ran holds the Easter of Hachazor. It's because of Nirik and Mavasho. How can you say Nirik and Mavasho on Friday? You're allowed to Mavasho on Friday until the last minute. The host is home. It's Nirik and Shem Yechad and Begatolim. Can not must, but can accept an opinion which tells us that the last few minutes before Shabbos, we're afraid you'll put it on the fire the last few minutes before Shabbos, and you'll stoke the coals on Shabbos. You don't have a chance to get the heat up yet. This seems to be my clothes being toasted around the Sheet Tassam. Toast goes from the Halak of Benetam, Balamor, Shemi, Echata, Biga, Cholet, and they even asked it just before Shabbos. Whereas the Ran and Rashi would say, that's impossible. The Ran says it is impossible because there's no Eitzim Mevashon before Shabbos. Here it's Nirek Mevashon, not worse than real Mevashon. That's the Machlokes. So both sides with the Mitzvah Fon. That, I guess we should see the Ran inside. This is brief, in page 9, if I'm not mistaken. Just for a second. You can find it quickly. Is it on page 9? Yes. But they still the matirim mekulam im hashemesh. The mission in the first parak. Tisa bepirka kama. Afilo ein shalt fiyonk yadach chanam shari. That's what he said. Fine. How do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch on this question? It's a good question. Let's take a look in the Mishnah Berura. What's the page 38? Am I? 38. 40. Okay, Rabbi, we always accept the Rabbi's pages. Page 40. Last two lines. The Yesh Omen, the Kosh who Samach Lechashecha, Imu Samach Kokach, last line, Shemitana Nakdera, Yesh Lachim Bojom. Dino kamo b'shabes atmo v'yesh mekilim azeh v'aminig lehokel haftov lahachim v'mokom v'shein torah kol kam. Better to be strict. This is Ramon. The Mechaber left it out completely. Why? Here's my main thesis here. The Mechaber is going with the Chachmei Sfard who say that the Easter of Hachazara is Nirek and Levashah. Can't possibly apply on Friday. Forget about it. Whereas the Ramah is more noted to minig, more noted to the Pesach of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. In the time, Tosfos will see and hold as the question of Shemi Echad Begacholim, and therefore it's possible at least to consider a prohibition on Friday. Everybody with me so far? Good.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Just to clarify what's meant by Hazara and Erev Shabbos. Regardless, we're talking about an open fire, otherwise it wouldn't be called Chazara.
Correct.
So if you're taking something off, I don't really going to get to this in a moment, but if the fire covers, you're taking it off and putting it back on Erev Shabbos, so that would show me what's the holiday.
We're going to assume that. That's what's the holiday.
Chazara on a covered fire would be what's the holiday. No.
Right.
So if the fire is uncovered, so then regardless of whether you're taking it off and putting it back right before Shabbos, or taking it from the refrigerator and putting it on that fire that's uncovered on Erev Shabbos right before Shabbos, we're calling that a Chazara. And the second thing is like Chazara squared. Even though you're not technically doing Chazara, it's still called Chazara for these purposes because...
I believe so. But Rabbi Haber is alluding to what we're going to have to talk about now a little bit.
And I don't want the voice to get confused.
Yeah, okay. Whoever's confused, raise your hand. I'll try to clarify. Please, feel free.
Yeah. There was that Mishmur that just pointed out. The one that you just read, Dominicus Dominico, what page was that?
No,
on?
I never got the Mishmur. I only read the Ramah.
Oh, it was the Ramah. Oh,
page 40 and 41. I never read any Mishmur. Yes?
So practically, what according to what did you say,
at the time, you couldn't put something on a covered on an open fire just before Shabbos. No matter No matter how it could be fully cooked. You couldn't, wouldn't be allowed to do that. Okay.
So I just said you have to have enough time that it should be able to boil up, had it been cold.
That takes some minutes. I can't give you exactly how many minutes. I don't know. Okay. Well, let's now get, because there's so much to talk about over here, let's get to the main thrust of our discussion in these weeks. You see, when we talk about Hachazara, the Gemara limits Hachazara somewhat radically. Go back to the Gemara and see it. Page 3. This is the Gemara, the top line. I told you just quoted. Magzirin afilu b'shas. The top line on the Ches Amud Beis, page 3. Fine. Tosfos on afilu b'shabbos means b'tzur d'b'chol. That's the main machlokes. Rashi disagrees. Magzirin afilu b'shabbos. B'yom ha'machlokes. Shabbos means Shabbos morning as opposed to Friday night. Rashi never heard of an Easter of Achzor before Shabbos. Rashi probably she told so. Held Achzor as Rishon what? Nirekim of Asho. So what? It's impossible before Shabbos. Fine. Says the Gemara. Skipping about 7 lines. Lo shonu ela she'odem biyodo. Avon hinichan agabai karka otzer. Once you put the pot on the floor, that's no longer called Achzor. As Rashi explains. Not called Achzor anymore. We substitute the word Shehiyah. For Havi Kematman, or we call Kematman, Lechatchila. The Rabbo said the word Hachazara means to return. Return means it's some connection from beforehand. If you have it, classically, that's how I grew up, four urns. You wanted to pour a cup of tea, so you took the kettle off the fire, you poured a cup of tea, you put it right back on the blast. That's classical Hachazara. If I put it on the floor, now I'm going to put it back on the bathtub. That's not called Achzara. Once I put it on the floor, I press the cancel button. So whatever came before is history. It's not called Achzara. It's called something else. You need a new word to describe it. We need some kind of word. We have to make up a new word. It's not found in Shas. There's no word for this. Rashi helps us a little bit. Butla X to Rishona. We'll call it Butla Shirina. That helps. Yeah, what's the word of stuff? Interesting precedent. Okay, but you got the right word, as a matter of fact. Maybe incidentally, you got the right word. The word is Yanichu, Hanocha. Well, I'll take that word. I'm not going to use it, but we'll take it. Hanocha. The Shehiyah on Friday. Hachzara, you take it off, and you hold it in your hand and put it back down, it's called Hachzara. You put it on the floor. And now you're going to put it on the fire. That's not called Achzara, Rashi. You put it on the floor, it's over. Now you're starting from scratch. What do we put something down from scratch, we're going to use the word Hanocha. Some call it Hanocha Lechatchila. Some call it Moshev Lechatchila. So that's different names. It's not found in Shas, really, this term. So we'll call it Hanocha. Just to make it easy. Thank you very much. Okay. So Hanocha is under even on a common fire. Yes.
Rashi's saying it's only
adopted
during the day,
by night. That was Rashi's trap in the first line. Now, Lo Shana is back to the Mishnah itself. Oh. It's the Mishnah itself. So it comes out, Rabbo Sai, that if you have a covered fire, but you put the things on the floor, the covered fire will not help. The usher anyway. Why? It's not called Abzar, it's called Hanocha. And pray tell, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? What could possibly be wrong with Hanocha? The fire, after all, is covered. We got to learn before the fire is covered and not to worry about it. But what's wrong? The Tosfos says over here, commenting on the very last Shaila in the Gemara before the Mishnah. Thank you. Pina Mimechel Namechel. It's a complicated case. You take the urn off the fire and you pour it into some different receptacle. You want to put the second receptacle back on the blech, may or may not. Teku, says Tosfos. What's the issue over here? What's the issue? So Rabbeinu Tam said, it comes from Rabbeinu Tam. Remember, Rabbeinu Tam was the author of Sefer Yosha. Let's not forget that. Rabbeinu Tam says, well, in that case, here, lo also the chatuye. But there is also the chatuye. It's even underlined. You see, klar from Rabbeinu Tam, that the whole discussion over here is Shem Yechata Begachol. Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam is consistent from beginning to the end. Shehiya, Shem Yechata. Hachzor, we saw before, Shem Yechata. Hanocha, Shem Yechata. Shem Yechata? What? But the fire is covered with a black. So Rabbi Haber gave the answer. Very nice, Kozach. See, uncover it. Pull off the black. And then you have a chata big a call. So Rabbi Tam is worried only about Shem Yechata big a call. In all cases, of course, how much it's worried depends upon the case. Shehiya, it's only a problem if it's less than half cooked in an open fire. Hachzara, it's only a problem on an open fire, no matter how much it's cooked. And Hanukkah is a problem even in a cold fire. You may uncover it. After all, the Rabbeinu Tam said, we saw this in Sharatim, that if it's Hachzara, it's Mitzvah and Tzah. How much could it be cold? Am I holding it in my hand? You put it down, you can stand on the garment. So then you're very much worried about Shem Yechata. So therefore, even if it's covered, you may uncover it. No good. Akan, Rabbeinu Tam. Yes.
The
Tashash
of Shem Yechata by
Nacho,
why is the same Tashash by Hachzara?
If it's a problem of Shem Yechata by Hanacha, why is there no problem? Who said there's no problem?
I mean, why is the same problem with Hachzara? Same problem, Shem Yechata. Therefore, why would a
blech help? Let me explain it to you one more time. That a blech will help in a case of hachzara, because although Rabbeinu Tam is lashon in Sefer Yosef, quoted in Sharatim, it's nitzdanein tzah, got a little bit cooled down, so we're afraid it's going to stoke the coals. But it's an antidote, the protection for the blech. You put it on the floor, ice cold, so then even the blech is not enough for protection, because the chance that you want to stoke the coals is much greater. That's another time sheet.
So basically the heck is not good enough.
Right. Correct. Exactly so. Not good enough.
If it didn't cool off at all, couldn't put it down.
Chachamim didn't make distinctions. They said if it's in your hand, the blech is enough. You put it on the floor, it's not enough. That's right. This is the view of the Rabbeinu Tam. Good. Does everybody agree with Rabbeinu Tam? I don't think so. I guess it could be somewhere. Is it Tosafot the Rosh somewhere here?
Yeah.
Page 16. The Rosh is from the Balei HaTosafot. He goes with the Mahalak of Tosafot. He looks up at the Piskei Rosh. He says, what about Shem Yechata and the Gacholam with respect to Hachazara? Here he says, Avalhocha, Tafeta. Shemavdiyo lekira chanami boyle, Yavik mo menicha gabekaka, v'nistal kashir rishona. Doesn't mean bashel b'shabbos. It's ridiculous. No bashel b'shabbos is already fully cooked. It means mezik in the bashel. So the rush holds. Let's go to our scorecard. Shehiya, Shem Yechata. Hachzara, an open fire, Shem Yechata. Hanop on a common fire, Shem Yechata, covered. Nirek in the bashel. This is the opinion of the rush. What did the Ran say? Shehiya, Shem Yechata. Hachzara, Nirek HaMavasha. Hanocha, for sure, Nirek HaMavasha. So we have three opinions in the Rishon. Am I correct? We have three? Chazar again. Put it up in the top, everything Shem Yechata. He doesn't open Nirek HaMavasha, never heard of it. According to the Rosh, if you put it off on the floor, that's Nirek HaMavasha. But Shehiya, Hachzara, Shem Yechata. According to the Ran, Erev Shabbos is Shem Yechata. Hachzara or Hanocha, both are Nirek HaMavasha.
Why is that
though?
Why would it be?
You know, if you had it in your hand and put it right back down again, it's not so much Nirek HaMavasha.
It doesn't matter.
Even though it's covered, if you're taking it from the floor, putting it on, consider it to be Nirek HaMavasha. Right, on the fire. Atka. Okay, Rabosa, is it clear? I'm gonna get the scorecard. That's the scorecard. How do we pass them in the shiloh? Depends who. And if you're a Sephardi, you found the Mechaber, you probably follow the Ran. The Ran says that Erev Shabbos is Shem Yechata. Shabbos itself is Nirikim Avashon in both cases, both Hachazara and Hanochem. If you're an Ashkenazi, who do we follow? Do we follow Rabbeinu Tam, who's the ultimate Ashkenazi? We follow him. He was, his whole life was an Ashkenaz. Well, maybe we follow the Rush. It was in between. The Rush moved into Svar. I don't know. So he's maybe split the difference. Who should we follow?
In other words, the Nafkamina being what's the time for Hanukkah to Tfila on Shabbos?
The Nafkamina would be what's the time for Hanukkah to Tfila? If we're going to assume that Hachazara is also because of Shem Yechateh, which seems to be the view of Tosus and the Balamor, what will be the reason for Hanukkah to Tfila? Will it be Bishul, Nerikim Avashul, or also will it be Shem Yechateh Begachol? Will any Nafkaminas which can exist? Maybe just before Shabbos would be one of the Nafkaminas. So, I can't go into all of this. There's a whole pilbul about this, which I don't want to go into right now because I'm afraid that people will get lost. Suffice it to say that after a long discussion of the various mefarshim in many, many situations, it seems to me that the preferred stock of Vinik Ashkenaz is that of the Rosh. Namely, that Shehiya is Shema Yechata Begachol. Hachazor is also Shem Yechata Begacholim, but Hanukkah Betchila, Hanukkah from the floor, is also because of Nire Kimavashim. So it would appear. And there's in fact no Shem Yechata Begacholim if the fire is coming. I mean, it makes sense. Not that we have a right to argue about the time based on our sense, but about the time is about the time. But to us, it does make some sense. And once it's covered, there's no Shem Yechata. It's really a matter of Nire Kimavashim. Okay? We'll see the Nafkaminas all over the place, which we'll see presently. Okay, so there could be a whole series of differences. You know, we say, what's the difference? The reason is this, the reason is that. It's all the same thing. Ulster is ulster. No, it doesn't work that way. There could be practical distinctions between one logical understanding and another. There could be differences, practical differences. Okay, so one of them is something which is found in the Ran and subsequently in the Shulchan Aruch. First see it in the Ran and its original, and then we'll see how it comes to the Shulchan Aruch. The Ran can be found on page 13. I'm going to read starting from the sixth wide line. The Chenami Mutal Lozes al Pikideras Chaman B'Shabbos Tavshel Shen is Bashel Ne'er Shabbos Kol Tzorko Gon Panadish Kugel The Chayotem L'Chamama The Yavo Bishat L'Ledesbo The Fili She'ein Derek Bishel B'Kach Afalpi Shakdeira Nasun Alech. The famous heter known as what? Kedera al Gabi Kedera. The Ran tells you it's Mutter, he tells you why it's Mutter. Ain't a wish of the car. It's remarkable. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, he quotes the reason too. That can be found in Simon Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hey. I'd like to show it to you in the Mishnah Brewer print. Mishnah Brewer, you can find it in page. One second. Page 42. Page 42. The Mechaber says it's a pay. Mutter losses al gabe kederes chamin b'shabbos tafsh b'spashim er shabbos b'al tzokma panadish shereyotzibem the fee she'ein derech bishul b'kar quotes the Ran in the verbatim. Fine. Terrific. Beautiful. Wonderful. Does the mechaber require what we call a blech? No. Nothing to mention about blech over here. It's a hetzav kedera, gabe kedera. It's ein derech bishul pekach. Great. Fantastic. Everyone with me so far? You with me? It's a problem. The problem is, if you turn back one page, you'll see on page 41. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber, the same Mechaber, of Yosef Karo, quotes the Mordechai. Hamashkin baboke, v'rosh, yakdicha tavshilo, v'yorepen yakdiach Yosef. Your shoulder's burning, your friend's going to burn some more. Yochol lohosir laniach kedera yishana reikonis al pi akira. But Yosef Makdera Shatasha Basoka Gabi Akadera Rekonis. You can do it, you literally will elevate the cholin 2 inches above the fire. How so? By placing an inverted pin between the fire and the cholin. Good. It's a blech. Great. Vizoir Shlo Yosim Kderosu Agabe Karka. But don't you dare put it down on the ground. Says the Bir Halacha, the Zohar, the Menichon Agabe Karka, Ein Alzeh Shem Chazara, Ksheros Anicha Chakach, Uketchila Zanocha B'Shabbos Vachatchila Om. Skip the line. Uketchila Zanocha Damya, the Oster Afilo Agabe Grufa Ktuma, Vafilo Ramomo there, that's not allowed. Good. So far so good, great. How do I reconcile Gimel and A? That's the Kashrut Mishnah of the Bir Halacha. L'chora Soter Mechaber Tatzmo. L'kamon Tepei Hetzelina Sevi Arashba. Huvu Bebeis Yosef B'Shem Arash. Perakira. So we saw. Shekosta B'Shmo Shom Demut Lidl Chatzkila B'Shabbos Avshak Deir Zachtona Omenet Ala Eish. Kevin Shimach Sekas Umav and Akter Oleo Ein Zederach Bishul Bekach. V'Atipa Mikir Gruf Ektumo. It's better than Gruf Ektumah. Why is it better? Because if it's Gruf Ektumah, what's permissible, Hachzara, what's prohibited, Hanacha. And Kedera Gabe Kedera, even Hanacha is permissible. And even Siv Gimel, seems the identical case, he says no. Skipping some lines. Achakach Matosi B'Primagodim, Sheyishev Zu Akushe B'Tuvta. Editorial endorsement of the Mishnah Berurah. The Prima God is in. What are the ends? Who? The Besipe. Six lines from the back. Long stuff. The Besipe. Sha'ari Bio Medas Agabi Kaderas Kamano Taps on the full pot. The pot's filled with soup, but with chones. Lo Nefsh of Cloud, Kome Agabi Kira. Ula Haki Mutter Afis in the Chaskil of Bishabs. No problem. Masha Enke, Binyanenu Shakdera Rekhoi. ואומרת רגליסטם עצמו מהקירה שלא יהיה כל כך חום נעת הקירה על ידי זה רק אשר הקירה גרופה כתומה די אוסו ליטן עולה בשבס תו של לכתחילו So, an empty pan is no different than a blood Robert called it a crooked blood The blood A full pot That's different, a full pot A full pot That's a new cooler, a cooler of Kedera Agabe Kedera. Let's review. An empty pan is just a plain blech. You put it on the floor, you cook. Finished. You can't put it back anymore. If, however, it's a full pot, then it's Kedera Agabe Kedera. He has an expression, not Agabe Ha'esh at all. Can't put that later. And as a result, you may place something even from the floor onto that Kedera Agabe Kedera on Shabbos. Have any questions right now? Yes, a question. If you have any, yes. Good time for questions. Yes.
The Karka Davka would apply to counters and tables also.
Very good question. Very good question. Excellent question. Let's see Siv Beis. Siv Beis. Let's take a step back to page 39. 39. This is a short version. If you want to look at the Haflam of Ches, we get a little bit of a longer version. The short version is the Shulchan Aruch. Ki Rashi Grufa Ktuma. The O-W-O-D-O. So the Mechaber seems to say Kaga Zafka. That's the big print. The Ramah, the small print, requires all the Biyodah. So Kaga is obviously Labdaf. So Machlok, that's the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber is only worried about Gabe Kaga. Or whatever equivalent we'll see soon. The Ramah requires that it actually be in your hand. In your hand. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Nun Hei, Oda Biyodah, Ratzaloma. So Hei Tirakter Miyodah. Meyes nitilasim and akira shatz shafti rena. Ula fuki menicha gami mito shatzel or shulchan, whatever. You put it down on the bed or on a bench or on a table or on a counter. According to the Ramah, the same as karaka. But they're also because why? The bottle la shia rishona. And now it's considered a motion of the chatchila. We call it the menicha chatchila, the motion of the chatchila, which is prohibited. You only allow chazara and not hanacha. Why? Nirek and mevashal the chazkila b'shabbos. As we said before. The mechaber, on the other hand, left that all to be other. Apparently, it's only the karka. Why is karka? I'll ask you a shout. I'm going to turn the question back to you. Why is karka? Who can think of an answer? Why is karka different than shulchan, than Sapsal, then counter, then mita. Why? Who knows why? The loch of Moshe Mitzrayim, and then the rabbanim. Why? Who wants to guess why? Yes.
Out of your reach, so it's more likely for there to be, you know, not out of your mind to put it down.
So what if I put it on a table 50 feet down? It's further than the car. Maybe you're right, but I'm saying maybe that's the reason for it. But that's not the gather of the day. Who wants to suggest another guess? Yes?
Yeah, because that's how you start
food before refrigerators. Well, you said the magic word. The magic word is refrigerators. What's special about the karka? The karka is simply the what? Coldest part of the house. Everyone knows that. Heat rises, the karka is cold. So the karka is cold. What is even colder than karka? Refrigerator. Seems to me, as if a push it, that a refrigerator is karka plus. I mean, karka minus, I don't want to say it. It's worse than karka. And therefore, we're reading over here, din b'furush, you take food, put it in the refrigerator, you may not, even according to Maran, you may not put it back on the covered fire because it's karka plus, it's squared. Even though it's not literally the floor, it's a shelf. What does cold have to do with it? A whole topic for these weeks is about heating things. Obviously, the colder it is, the more, how should I say, removed it is from its original state of being on the fire. We'll come to that a little bit later. I should touch it now already.
What? Can you suggest that to me? It's not just a place of data change you put food?
Maybe.
You put on the table, you put on the counter, that's, you know, it's the food, it's long.
Maybe.
It's on the ground.
Maybe. It's interesting to note, and again, the Shulchan Aruch said over here in Tziv Gimel, where he requires a blech and you don't put it on the floor, the Mechaber himself says, Maran, Peshetihe Tiero Saka. Has to be hot. Why must it be hot? Why? I'm asking you a question. Why must it be hot? Who wants to offer a guess? I can think of two theories why it has to be hot. Bishlach. That's limited to what kind of food? Liquid. Shot. Or what exactly? Once it's cooled off, it's again batla shehiyah rishona. If I'm strong enough or patient enough to hold it in my hand for a long time, I took off the food. It could even be solid food. I took off the solid food. It was hot. And I put my hand on the pot, and I take a chumash, a mavet sedra, and I read through the whole parsha vayetze, straight through. It's a lot of, you know, nothing in between. One long parsha. I read the whole parsha vayetze, and then I want to put the kugel back on the covered fire. Put my hand on the kugel, completely room temperature. May I put it back on the bluff or not? According to your theory, the answer is yes. It's dry. What's the difference? But the others suggest, it's a gross, it's a whole story. Maybe the answer is no, because it's bat l'shir rishona by virtue of the temperature going down to room temperature. Okay. Rabotai, so we have this prima gun. Terrific. Tuv tam adas lamdein. Tuv tam. But I have a problem. And my problem surfaces when we turn a few pages. We turn to page 45. Mutter lahaniach is a machaber reish from Chet Alam. Ibod yom kli sheyesh bo dover kar agabe kidei rechama. She'ein de ketomen bedovash hamosef hefe. No, yeah, no, that's one issue over here. You may put something on Friday on top of a kedera. Great. Terrific. Says the Bir Allah. Vim ein uchus bebegodim. If it's not, then have not a problem. Yesh tazad din shiui, which we call shehiyah. Fitzorak shehiyadavar kar nizbashel kemachal ben drusomim bod yom. That's a rabbi to Ramon. Liyah resh nun gimel. Ramon resh nun gimel is mekel hakananya. Cain, Kosev, Amogan, Avram, Raprim, and Godim. This is absolutely mind-boggling. The Prima Godim, whom we just cited approvingly, the Tuv Tam, who said what? What's more strict? It's going to be very dugri. What's more strict? A flat piece of metal, or we call a blech, or an inverted empty pan, is that more strict? Or is a full pot with salt and chicken soup? Which is more strict? The blech is more strict. The blech, once you put it down, you can't put it back anymore. But kedera, gotta be kedera. You take it in the cow, the refrigerator, and put it on, no problem. That's the prima godem quoted in Reish Nun Gimel. Here in Reish Nun Ches, he seems to say exactly the reverse. He seems to say that if you have something which you put on a kedera, al gabe kedera, you have a major problem. A major problem. It has to be what we call kemachal ben drusoi, which is the same halacha as it's an empty fire, an uncovered fire. Ribbono shel olam, we learned earlier today, if it's on a covered fire, you can even put less than machal ben drusoi, and it's permissible. Get an impression from the prima godim over here that putting on a full pot of chalda soup is more chomer than placing it on a blech. Now, it's marap sinigra. Which way is it? A contradiction in prima godim? Out and out contradiction. In Reish Nun Gimel, he says that a blech is more strict than a full pot. Not gemina. And to put it on the floor on Shabbos onto the top of it. So on the full pot it's permissible. On an empty pan it's prohibited. Here on Ham Shabbos, comments from the other way around. And says if you have a kedera, gabi kedera. Kedera, gabi kedera. It has to be machal ben drusoi. Even though if you put it on a blech, it needs not. It's a complete contradiction from one extreme to another. This is a mind-boggling question. When I thought of this question, I thought the first person in the world to think of this question, which was silly on my part. But I couldn't find it in print anyway. I didn't find it. I found it nowhere, this question, nowhere in print. I thought of this question, we learned Shabbos a long time ago. I think it's about 19 years ago, something like that. We learned Shabbos in the yeshiva. I thought of this question. I remember this thing, I thought of this question. Wow, what a question. What's the answer about that? Who wants to offer a suggestion? Yeah? That's the answer. Baruch Shekivanti. On Friday, we worried exclusively about Shem Yechat HaBegachol. To avoid Shem Yechat HaBegachol, you require a heker, as we saw in the Ran. A heker is something unusual, abnormal. What's abnormal? A blech. No, that's left. Inverted pans, left. It never exists. That's why the blech will be helpful. But the keder, agave keder, it's meaningless. It doesn't help at all. Why not? Because you already have pots on the fire. That's not going to be any hecker. True, you usually don't put the kugel on top of that pot. Okay, that's true. But the pot itself is nothing extraordinary. Kam Shabbos itself, Rabota. Kam Shabbos itself, and the Mechaber already told us the reason why it's lenient like there, got like there. Because he's not worried about Shem Yechat the Begachol. Why isn't he worried about Shem Yechat the Begachol? Look, it's already half cooked. There's no Shem Yechat the Begachol. All he's worried about is what? He's worried about Nerikim Avashel. Guess what? If it's Kedera Gabekdera, we saw already in the Rechab himself, any Dera Bishul Bekach. There's no Nerikim Avashel. But that's only true by a full pot. When it comes to a simple flat pan, we cannot say any no Nerikim Avashel. I'll ask me, but people don't usually cook on flat pans. So the answer will be, you need something more than just, if a person will cook and put the flashing green lights or red lights or disco lights, it doesn't make a difference. It has to be something different intrinsically. And maybe intrinsically means it has to be on top of as the Prima Gaon said, of a full pot of soup or cholin. Then it's considered to be completely different. It's not considered to be so much agave esh. We'll see, come back to it again later, I guess next week. But it's fundamentally different. Be able to know Nerikim Avashel. But a flat pan, it's like a blech. That's good enough to prevent Shemi Yechate. Not good enough to prevent Nerikim Avashel. So we have Mamish Min HaKotze LaKotze. The blech will take care of Shemi Yechate, will not take care of Nerikim Avashel. The Chavashit. As the Prima Gaon explained. The full pot will take care of Nerikim Avashel, the Mechabas is a bit famous, but will not take care of Shem Yechat the Begachol. Wow. Amazing. So, it's in print, more or less. It's somewhere here. The Shulchan Aruch came out some years ago. I think it's called the Hadras Kodesh. Is that what it's called? So that's where the first time I saw when this came out, many years later, I saw the question, I saw the answer. The question is the same and the answer is similar. Where was do we have that?
26P.
Page 16? 26P. 26P. Voice out. We almost got the Z. See if we got that. Did we get the Z? 26P. Curiosity. No, P is the end. We almost went. We're getting close to the end. 26T. The question is asked by the Gan Rove. Who is the Gan Rove? I believe I looked it up. Someone showed it to me. Someone found it somewhere. Unbelievable. Has that come from? Rav Chaim Brisker. Not stop. The Gan Rove asked this question. Heret ha'akshet ha'prima gadim. So teratmo. The Kedar Malaya only Fabi Kedarek on it. He says exactly the reverse. Rebbeinu Shalom. And he quotes at the Shulchan Aruch HaTanya Kan, the Kudrus Akram, Docha Be'emes Divri HaMogon Avraham Mitamzeh. So what's going on? Tremendous kash. The answer he gives is Pekitzer. I don't want to go too late. I'll just read most of it. Just at least the beginning of it, in the third paragraph. The Chover Anosi. This is a tremendous kasha. He'll make the following suggestion. Derech Efsha. Kedera Malaya Adif Merekonis Haina the Moel Gam Leinyan Hetel Ahosha Lechatchila Shemdagabe Kedera Ein Derech Bishabaka. As we just saw. Alinyan Grufa Ktuba. Lonis Bayesham Cloud, the oldest Malaya Merekonis, the ancient Hedor Bahakasim Gimel, the host Magami Malaya, Yos Magami Rekonis, Sipay Marvichim Lachorov, Beta Terrence, Chazorah Bishabis, Grufuk Tuma, and the Kedar makes the Grufuk Tuma, and also Moshe Lachatila. That we're still going to be in trouble then. We're still in trouble. So, the answer is going to be somewhere, I don't know where exactly he says this. Did he say it? I think somewhere he says that perhaps the Kedera Malaya will really not do the job as far as a head. Here he says. The next paragraph, Omnam. The Nixdera Malaya Bemez Ainlan arrives in Mechshire Kedufa Ktuma Mamish. Shayol Gam Neger Chashash Gama Shokhitui. Shagazu like Gami Arab Shabbat Canal. It won't help. So he says my Svara came out completely. But then it's a little bit of a twist. He said there are two different levels of Shema Yechata. On Shabbat, before Shabbat. There, I'm not sure if I go along with him. But of course, I understand why he says what he says. Because if I'm right, I'll end with this. This is a bombshell. If I'm right that a full pot will not eliminate Shema Yechata the Gehalim, and if I'm right that there are more concerns with Shema Yechata the Gehalim, by Hazara and certainly by Hanocha, no matter how cooked the food happens to be, then the Rama should reject the heter of what? Kedera Gabe Kedera. He should reject it. The Machaber told us why he accepted it. Not Neres Gavavasha. And he wasn't concerned about Shema Yechata. So if the Rama is concerned about Shema Yechata, he should be concerned about Shema Yechata in this case as well. And why does he accept the heter of Kedera Gabe Kedera? So they get out around that, the beautiful Malachanir, see the Tzve Dinim in Shema Yechata. Stricter one than the that's really a Chiddush Gadol. So we have Tzve Dinim in Shema Yechata. So I wanted to suggest that Enoch Inami, the Rama didn't like the heter of Kedera Gabe Kedera. Why didn't he take it on in the frontal attack? Stay true with the double. One, because the Mechaber himself has 2 days about it in Shinyas Ches. We'll get to that next week. So he has 2 days, and I'm going to say Beferish. Number two, if you look at the Darkei Moshe, you'll see he does reject it. Not in the Haggadah Shulchan Aruch, but he does reject it to some extent. So I don't have to go late. Let's stop over here. Then the next time we'll start with those things in Shinyas Ches, which is extraordinarily relevant to our discussion, and try to find some Heterim for the prevailing custom in certain circles to be more lenient than we've learned today. So well, there's really no hetzer whatsoever. You take it off from the fridge onto the blessed chas v'shalom. Yet we see people do it all the time. So we have a number of hetzer next week. We have Mavadya's hetzer, which is good for Sephardim. I agree, accept it. I don't think so. Then there's the Ramad hetzer, which he himself doesn't like, but we'll discuss this anyway. And then we'll have a more general discussion of these matters.
They have the this year's first Chazara, which took place on Monday. And the next one has to be scheduled.